Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on transformative power of AI to enhance health, education, agriculture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India first nation to meet goals of agreements of Paris G20. Nagaland observes Safer Internet Day with emphasis on cyber hygiene. And Northeastern states encouraged to register for JEE Main 2025. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the transformative power of AI while underscoring the need for ethical governance and inclusive development. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Artificial Intelligence AI Action Summit at the Grand Palais in Paris. He is co-chairing the summit with French President Emmanuel Macron, expressing gratitude to President Macron for hosting the summit and inviting him as co-chair. Prime Minister Modi highlighted AI's far-reaching impact on the economy, security and society. He stressed that AI is developing at an unprecedented pace and that a collective global effort is needed to ensure responsible AI governance.
AI is already reshaping our polity, our economy, our security, and even our society. AI is writing the code for humanity in this century. But it is very different from other technology milestones in human history. AI is developing at an unprecedented scale and speed and being adopted and deployed even faster.
Prime Minister added that AI can help transform millions of lives by improving health, education, agriculture, and so much more. He called for addressing concerns related to cybersecurity, disinformation, and deepfakes. Mr. Modi also stressed the need to invest in skilling and reskilling people for an AI-driven future.
Loss of jobs is AI's most feared disruption. But history has shown that work does not disappear due to technology. Its nature changes and new types of jobs are created. We need to invest in skilling and reskilling our people for an AI-driven future.
Mr. Modi also proposed hosting the next summit in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India has become the fifth largest economy over the past decade, up from the 10th position. He made these remarks while virtually inaugurating India Energy Week 2025 at Yashabhumi in Dwarka today. He highlighted that India's solar energy generation capacity has increased 32 times in the last 10 years, making it the third largest solar power generating nation in the world. He noted that India's non-fossil fuel energy capacity has tripled and that India is the first G20 country to achieve the goals of the Paris Agreement. Prime Minister Modi underscored that India is driving not only its own growth, but also the world's growth with a significant role of the country's energy sector.
दुनिया का हर एक्सपर्ट आज कह रहा है कि 21st सेंचुरी भारत की सेंचुरी है भारत अपनी ही नहीं दुनिया की ग्रोथ को भी ड्राइव कर रहा है और इसमें हमारे एनर्जी सेक्टर की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका है
Speaking about ethanol blending, Mr. Modi said the country is currently blending 19% ethanol, which has helped save foreign exchange, generated substantial revenue for farmers, and significantly reduced CO2 emissions. The Prime Minister stated that India is on track to achieve the 20% ethanol blending mandate before October 2025. Nagaland today observed the Safer Internet Day under the global theme Together for a Better Internet. At the state-level awareness workshop in Kohima, Commissioner and Secretary Information Technology and Communication, Muhammad Ali Shihab, highlighted the importance of cyber hygiene by taking correct measures to protect and ensure a safer usage of internet. He said, the use of internet in Nagaland is high compared with other states as many take to their mobile phones during their leisure time due to limited recreation facilities. Noting that internet has now become an essential item for everyone, he urged upon its responsible use and awareness against frauds through internet. Director Information Technology and Communication, Sabu Yashu, said Safer Internet Day is observed worldwide on the second Tuesday of every February to raise awareness, promote safe and responsible use of internet. The director asked all HODs to become ambassadors to create awareness on safety measures on use of internet. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. To mark the Safer Internet Day, the NIC Kohima District Center also organized an awareness workshop. Additional Deputy Commissioner Kohima, Rosito Muri, emphasized the importance of responsible internet use, especially within government offices. He highlighted the risks associated with negligence, which could compromise entire office systems, and urged employees to adhere to cybersecurity protocols. A similar program was also held in Mokokchung. The Central Seat Allocation Board, CSAB 2025, has encouraged students from Northeastern states to register for the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE Main 2025. Chairperson of Local Organizing Committee, CSAB 2025, Professor Anindya Basu, noting less involvement from the Northeastern states, said the board is making it easier than ever for students from the region to access the incredible opportunities. He also highlighted the benefits of reserved seats and dedicated counseling rounds for candidates of the Northeastern states.
After the JOSA counseling is over, then seat allocation board to organize another counseling process that is called NEUT, Northeast and Union Territory. For Northeast and Union Territory, the technical colleges are very less. Their students can apply for some colleges which is total throughout the India. So that is a special thing only for Northeast and UT students. The trend in Northeast that some Northeast states, the participation is less, and that's why what is happening that the seats, even in the Northeast state, are not filled up. Like Nagaland, there is around 90 seats for home state students. For any NIH, there are 50% seats are for state students. So those seats are not getting filled up. And not only that, for Northeast students, there are students also get benefit of zero admission fee, zero tuition fee.
In a message, chairperson of CSAB 2025, Professor K. Uma Maheshwar Rao, said Nagaland has the potential to produce the next generation of engineers and scientists.
As the Northeast region is homeland to the talented young minds with immense potential, I strongly encourage talented students from the Northeast to seize the opportunity and register for JEE Main 2025 examination.
Registration for JEE is ongoing and will close on 24th of February. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that mental health and well-being are among the most common topics that exam warriors want to discuss. In a social media post, he said that this year's Pariksha Pe Charcha has an episode specially dedicated to this topic. Mr. Modi announced that the episode will be played tomorrow, and actress Deepika Padukone, who is very passionate about the subject, will be talking about it. And in sports, the 12th edition of Nagaland Inter-District Veteran Football Tournament kicked off today at Jaluke. Advisor, Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyoshu Yimkyung urged the veterans to maintain good health and continue to inspire and mold youngsters in their respective districts. A total of 6 districts are taking part in this year's edition. In the inaugural match, Mokokchung defeated Mon by 2-0. The tournament will conclude on 14th February. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on transformative power of AI to enhance health, education, agriculture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India first nation to meet goals of agreements of Paris G20. Nagaland observes Safer Internet Day with emphasis on cyber hygiene. And Northeastern states encouraged to register for JEE Main 2025. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a good night.